Henry Aldrich.
Come in, Mother.
The Aldrich family. Starring Ezra Stone with Jackie Kelp, Catherine Roth, Alf Jameson, Mary Roth, and Norman Pocock. We all know that a house is made up of four walls and a roof. But add a family and you have a home. Add a teenage boy like Henry Aldrich and you have bedlam. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
Mary, did you find your shoes?
Yes, Mother, I'm all ready, except for my makeup.
Then, dear, I want you to help me look for my long hat pin. This hat just won't stay on without it. Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Have you seen my long hat pin?
Your long hat, Mother?
No, dear.
The one that looks like a barber pole?
Henry, she doesn't want the hat. She wants the pin.
I have a safety pin inside me, Mother.
What?
The only thing is, it's holding my trousers up. And, Mother, don't you think a dollar's too much?
Too much for what?
Well, Henry, look at you. We're all ready to leave, and you haven't even combed your hair.
I combed it. I give you my word I combed it.
It's Willie Marshall, Mother. He's trying to get a dollar out of me for my own radio that was fine until he fixed it, only he didn't fix it. See, and now all the lights in the house keep going out. Don't you agree, Mother?
Yes, dear. Mary, help me look behind the sofa cushion for my hat pin.
Yes, Mother, only do you really have to have it?
Now, Mary, I just won't feel safe without it. And I certainly can't go out to a place like this with my hat on my mind.
Mother, how much do you think Father would charge me to sue Willie Marshall?
Hey, Henry!
Willie, I've warned you for the last time.
I'm giving you one last chance. Are you paying me that dollar or aren't you?
Now, listen, Willie, where do you think you're going with that radio?
I'm seizing it.
Willie, that radio belongs to Henry.
I'm not in the radio repair business for my health, Mary. Henry owes me a dollar, and I can't afford to let friendship interfere. I'm a businessman.
You're a crook.
Now, Henry, I'm sure you're mistaken.
Mother, do you realize that now every time I turn on my radio, all the lights in my room go out?
They do not.
They do so. And unless you tune in on a mystery program, what good is that?
Wait a minute. What is that sticking up on top of the radio?
That's my aerial.
That's my hat pin.
Well, my goodness, Mother, I'm going to go put on my face.
Gee whiz, Mother, are you taking it out?
Yes, I am. Do you realize we have to leave here in 10 minutes, and I almost had to go without a hat?
Hey, Henry.
Homer, where have you been? I told you not to let Willie near my radio.
Look, Henry, I found your baseball bat. Now we can stick up for your right.
Oh, yeah?
Now listen, Willie, you see this baseball bat?
Yeah, and you see this radio?
Well, let's wait.
Now, just a minute. Homer and Willie, I'm sorry, but Henry is going out with us in just a few minutes.
I know, Mrs. Aldrich. I'm coming, too.
What's that?
Henry, didn't you say your mother invited me?
I said she would, Homer, after I'd worked on her for a while.
I'm coming, Sam. And, Henry, after I see what your father wants, I'd like to speak to you.
But, Mother, Homer won't be any trouble.
Does that mean I can go with you,
Henry? Sam, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen, shining my shoes.
Oh, my goodness, there are times when I wish Henry was 5 years younger so I could turn him over my knee.
I can see your point, Alice, but do you think it would be worth going through the last 5 years again?
Well, no, but do you know what he's done? He's invited Homer to come with us.
Yes?
It isn't that Homer doesn't have his good points, dear, but I'm always afraid somebody's going to think he's ours.
Why isn't Homer going with his own parents?
Well, didn't you know, Sam? They aren't going.
What's that?
Elizabeth is... Well, I don't suppose she's afraid exactly, but just the word cancer makes her nervous.
Yeah? So she's just going to ignore it, huh?
Well, if she thought she had it, I suppose she'd do something. But she thinks it's silly to take the whole family down to Dr. Bennington for an examination and just get them frightened.
And just how does Elizabeth think people are going to know if they don't have an examination?
Well, she keeps saying she's never had a sick day in her life and she feels perfectly fine.
Look, Alice, get her on the phone and explain to her that we all feel sure we haven't got cancer. But the reason we're going to Dr. Bennington for an examination is purely for reassurance.
Well, all right, Sam, I'll phone her.
Tell her we'll pick her up in 10 minutes.
Following us?
I don't think so. Father, did you leave a dollar bill on the dining room table?
Yes, Henry, it's for the paper boy.
Well, did you know Willie Marshall was standing right over it, looking at it?
What's that? Oh, Willie!
Henry, what are we going to do? Do you think he means it?
Sure he means it, Homer. If Willie says he's going to stick right with me until I pay him a dollar, boy, he'll even be going to bed with me tonight.
And if he comes down to the doctor's with us, think how embarrassing it's going to be for your parents. Somebody might think he belongs to them.
Homer, wait a minute. You see that broom closet right behind you?
Yeah. Henry, are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking?
I think so.
Because if you are, I think Willie would just fit in there perfectly.
Sure.
Oh, Willie! Oh, Willie!
Yeah? Well, Henry, are you ready to fix things up?
Sure, Willie. You're gonna get fixed up.
Well, that's swell. I hate to do this to you, Hen, but on a deal like this, you gotta close it when you get the chance.
You hear that, Homer? Good luck!
Henry, wait!
If you're going to get the money, Henry, you'll find it on your dining room table.
Mother!
We're in the front hall, Henry.
Well, is everybody ready?
I am, Father.
So am I.
Well, let's hurry then, because we have to pick up Elizabeth Brown.
Well, is everybody ready? Or are we leaving now?
Willie! Are you coming?
Sure. Didn't I make myself clear, Henry?
Well, gee whiz, where's Homer?
Homer decided he wouldn't be going anyplace for a while.
That's funny.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
Henry, please come on.
It isn't going to do any good to just sit here in the waiting room, son.
Come on, Henry. Father's right. You better come home with us.
But don't you all understand? I have to find out what's the matter with Willie.
There's probably nothing wrong with him, dear.
But... Mother, didn't you hear the nurse? She said Dr. Bennington sent my pal Willie over to a specialist. Gee.
Now, Henry, I don't think for one minute that Willie has cancer. But if he has, it's a good thing they found out about it.
Father, can't I just wait here until I hear something?
But, Henry, we should be getting home.
Boy, here we are, and Dr. Bennington says we're all fine, and we can go home, and... there's Willie someplace.
Where is he? Where is he?
Homer!
Where's Willie? I just broke out of that broom closet, and boy...
Homer, is that my broom you're waving around?
Yes, Mrs. Aldrich, and wait till I find that Willie.
Homer, you know what's happened to our pal?
Who?
Willie.
Boy, some pal. Come on, where is he?
He isn't here, Homer. Dr. Bennington examined him, and then he sent him to another doctor, a specialist.
You mean... he's sick? Our pal, Willie?
Boy, I'm going to sit right here until I find out how he is.
Mrs. Aldrich, would you like to carry your broom home? Henry, move over.
In the living room. And, Alice, I'd like you to take a look at something.
Of course. What is it?
That corner over there. Do you see anything in it?
No, dear, nothing.
Neither do I. And isn't that where we usually keep our radio?
My goodness, it's gone.
Mary, have you seen our radio?
Did you say the kitchen radio was in here, Father?
No, I didn't.
Well, it isn't in the kitchen.
Do you mean it's gone, too? Sam, phone the police. They've been stolen.
Homer, just back up a few more steps.
Don't push me off the sidewalk. Boy, is this radio heavy.
Okay, Homer, lower it into the wagon. Easy now.
Can I let go?
Yeah, there. Homer, you wouldn't like to go back in your house, would you, and look around some more?
Henry, for the millionth time, this living room radio is the only one we've got.
Unless... Homer, does your father have a radio in his car?
Oh, no. I'm not going to let Willie touch that one, even if he is our best pal.
Well, anyway, with these two from my house, we've got three for him to repair.
Sure. That should make him happy. And we won't tell him they don't really need repairing, will we?
Of course not. Willie won't know the difference. Come on, let's get these over to his house.
Sure. We'll pull a wagon.
Homer, suppose you pull it over, and I'll pull it back.
Well, that's a good idea.
Are you sure Dr. Bennington said they sent Willie home?
Yeah, straight from the specialist.
Boy, they've probably sent him to bed for at least a month.
Henry, how long do you suppose it takes to cure cancer?
I don't know. My father says it all depends on how early you discover it.
My mother's got a friend, and you know what she says? If you drink rusty water out of a blacksmith's pail, you can cure it.
Homer.
Or if you get touched by a seventh son of a seventh son.
Boy, imagine anybody believing a thing like that.
Huh? What?
Wouldn't you think even a moron would see through a thing like that?
Oh, sure. I'll say. I saw through it the minute I heard it.
And listen, Homer, when we get over there, let's not bother Willie. Let's just give these radios to his mother.
Sure. And tell her to tell him to go right to work and have a swell time and fix them all he wants.
Sure. Provided she's got lots of fuses.
Hello, Officer Burns. This is Sam Ulrich again. I just called to see if you'd had any word on our radios. Oh, I see.
Mother, I'm home.
The large radio was stolen from the living room, officer.
Oh, gee whiz.
And the small one from the kitchen.
Father, could I speak to you for a second?
Oh, would you hold on a minute, officer? Henry, what is it?
Father, I took those radios over to my pal Willie's house so he could fix them.
What? But, Henry, they didn't need to be fixed.
I know, Father, but Willie's awfully sick, and do you think two little radios are too much of a sacrifice?
Hello, officer. I'm sorry to have troubled you. We just caught the party who took the radios. No, I don't wish to press charges. Oh, no, please don't bother. Just let me handle him. Goodbye, Officer Burns. Now, see here, Henry.
Well, wouldn't you like me to answer the door, Father?
Yes, please, and then will you come into the living room?
Well, gee whiz.
Hi, Henry.
Willie, what are you doing up? Gee, come on in.
Listen, Henry.
Willie, you better come in and sit down. How are you feeling?
I feel fine. I can use my feet all I want.
You want? Didn't Dr. Bennington send you to a specialist?
Sure, a chiropodist. I got fallen arches.
You what?
Boy, that's some examination they give you for cancer. You know what else they discovered? I got to have my tonsils out.
Well, I'll be darned.
That's okay. I'm going to do a big business while I'm in the hospital. You know they have a radio in every room?
Listen, Willie, speaking of radio...
Sure, let's get down to business. I've got all your radios in running order, but it was a big job, so you owe me $2 for each one.
Willie, you're crazy. I don't owe you a cent.
Okay, then I'll seize the radio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Father, could you get that policeman back on the phone?